I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? I do, I do.
Well, that looks like a lot of fun. I want the clap, too.
It's really easy. Anyone can get the clap. I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap, and I'm giving it to you. Who wants the clap? I do, I do.
KSVY Sonoma.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
This is Ken Brown.
And Avi G. Join us for Over the Hump Day on Hey, Neighbor on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4.
And your neighbors are on the show. We have great guests.
Plus, we have music you haven't heard for a while or musicians you don't even know about.
Hey, Neighbor, Wednesdays 2 to 4 on KSVY.
91.3, streaming live through the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Sonoma Sun FM presents, live from Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Peter.
And Sam Livingston.
I hate rabbits.
Taking you into Mondays the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, kick puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3, Sonoma.
And welcome. We appreciate you joining us. 11:01, Sunday, March the 9th. Yes. Oh, we're deciding not to go with number 4. Okay.
Yeah, we can go with 4. Let's go with 4.
4?
Is that...
It's 4 on.
Yeah, that's 4.
Okay. How's it sound?
I think it sounds fine.
Sounds decent enough. I hate this. Why does it sound like this?
I don't know. It was a different wiring system. It's a different wiring system. Hopefully it will change.
Just use this one.
Okay.
We're all going to sound better. Oh, we just sound so much better now.
Hello.
Hi. Hi,
Can
Peter.
Can you turn up headset 4, please?
4 has been turned up.
I just switched... from 3 to 4, because we have our special
guest. I just went from 6 to midnight.
Yes. Harrison Young is in studio.
Harrison Young. Yeah, thank you, Harrison.
Thanks for coming. Harrison Young.
So, very good.
We're not giving him the clap, by the way.
Right.
Wait, for those that know.
This is the first time that this configuration of our show has been together in
this
quite some time.
That Harrison's been on the show.
Yeah, I know, Harrison. We know that you're a fan of the show. We appreciate you being here, because we always appreciate you being here.
I'm always glad to be on the show.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, tell us your background.
Well, I've been a huge fan of the show for about a year and a half,
I would say. Thank you.
Finally glad to be on the show.
Appreciate it.
We're incredibly happy that you're here.
We've been watching you
and
for...
And what I mean by that is I've been on the show about 40 times, and I'm finally glad to be on the show.
God. Yeah. We'll start off with science, because earthquake, like literally an hour ago, this is breaking news. U.S. Weather Service just posted on their website, and also my friends up in Humboldt County felt this one, a 6.9 earthquake.
That's some violent lovemaking.
You're telling me.
It happened during the season finale of...
Just after.
Coincidence?
So we were still in shock.
Right? No, but it's about nice. 30...
Earth was just like, whoa!
Right?
Sam got it.
It happened like 30 to 40 miles west of the Eureka Arcata area. It was felt as far east as Redding. And supposedly some
Redding,
people...
Nebraska.
Yes, Redding, Nebraska. And some people have felt it in the Bay Area, supposedly.
They're liars.
They're probably liars. No.
We didn't feel it.
We
so,
didn't feel no. a thing.
They're obviously
I was pissed. Actually driving. At the time that it said, it looked like I was driving when it happened, so I don't know.
I didn't
that
feel
was
anything
on.
In my house. So.
Yeah. So, but 6.9 is one of the largest earthquakes on the West Coast in quite some time.
In the history of time.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think there's been one bigger.
No, don't think so. My first thing.
If there is, prove it. Show it to me.
Yeah. Show us science. Show us science. Your proof.
Where's your video?
Yeah. Come on. What? There wasn't video back then? Liar.
Liars.
Photos. You could Photoshop
right?
that.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
That's what? Fake. That's
you said
fake.
It was 400 years ago? No. No, you're lying.
It's like the old San Francisco earthquake. That's fake.
Right? 1908? What happened in 1908? Oh. No, that wasn't. No, that wasn't an earthquake.
That was the World Series earthquake.
That was aliens. That was aliens. All of it was aliens. But yeah, so that's where the San Andreas Fault meets California, basically. So keep a lookout. Well, I guess you can't really keep a lookout for earthquakes. I'm a moron. Wow. Go me.
Earthquake watch.
Go me. Earthquake watch.
Some dude with a rifle on top of a hill somewhere.
Question.
It's coming right for you.
Yeah, right?
Get down.
Get down again.
It's the earthquake.
Now, we are on the lookout, of course. When you hear earthquake, you think Godzilla. So, Sam, our intrepid social media...
I'm on it.
...devotee is going to make sure that this is not Godzilla attacking the Western Seaboard. So, he's gonna do his best.
May God help us all.
May God help. But a lot of aftershocks, one at 3.6, another at 4.6.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They said that
we didn't feel them.
See, this is weird. So the quake is saying it occurred at 9:18, but it didn't. It happened at 10:18.
So where was the earthquake located?
So in Humboldt Bay.
I don't know where that is.
So where Eureka?
That's
so,
not even a real place.
It's not a real place. No, it was the vortex that all the kaiju from Pacific
it's
Rim
the
came out
triangle
of.
Triangle of California.
Yeah. No, but it is so Humboldt Bay. So west of Eureka, 30 miles, 40 miles out in the ocean, is where it happened. So far, the warning center has said there is no threat of a tsunami right now, which is good. So,
no Godzilla, no tsunamis,
not
no
yet.
Earthquake.
We're not saying no to. We're not saying no to Godzilla. Okay, we can't.
Have you seen that new commercial where they have Godzilla? It's a Snickers commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty
fun. Brilliant. So the long. I don't know if we've talked about it all in studio yet, but the long first trailer. For the new Godzilla movie that comes out this year, looks
people are excited
freaking
about
incredible.
It. They have
Cranston,
yes. So
and then just other people because yeah.
They have awesomeness.
Him and Godzilla make meth, radioactive so meth.
How incredible would that be if he?
It's a spinoff. Godzilla is just a spinoff. Yeah. Of
when is that joke ever going to
Godzilla
die?
Breaking
never.
Bad?
Just everything Bryan Cranston is in never just will. Relates to him making that.
It would have been awesome if he actually was Lex Luthor, because then you could have been like, so the, now in the next Superman movie, Lex Luthor becomes like a meth kingpin, right?
They just tie meth into everything he's in for the rest of his life.
I think it's going to happen.
Get that blue meth. Well, I mean, it's iconic, so. Speaking of iconic, True Detective, holy crap.
Best show
like,
this year.
I mean, so might as well just give McConaughey the Emmy. And you probably should give Woody Harrelson the Best Supporting Actor Emmy. Like
that,
like,
I was thinking, like, who do you make do...
I mean, it's...
I don't know who to give the supporting actor to.
John Hamm must be just, like, kicking his own ass at this point, because he got screwed by Cranston. He got screwed by Jeff Daniels last year. He's going to get screwed by McConaughey this year. I mean, he can't win.
Is it getting screwed, though?
No, but, like, he's just... So, he's got an incredible character.
Yes.
But it's not going to get the award recognition, is what I'm talking about. I don't know why Jeff Daniels won this past year for The Newsroom.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought you liked The Newsroom.
I did, but I don't like him in The Newsroom better than
the Drake.
Than Bryan Cranston and freaking The Blue Man. I don't, you know, but...
Wait, I thought you were talking about John Hamm.
No, John Hamm's great. And I think John Hamm was better that season than Jeff Daniels was. John Hamm, like, stepped it up because Mad Men was not that great of a show, like, season 4 or 5-ish. And he turned in a great performance. So.
It's still going on, right?
Yep. Sometime in the summer it's coming back.
Mm.
Ooh. But
what show?
Mad Men.
April, like, 15th or something
right,
like that?
Right, yeah.
When did the last season end?
Last June or something like that? It's been a while, yeah. Yeah, that's right, because Mad Men and Game of Thrones are always on the same night.
Ooh.
I had to choose between the two last year. It was never fun. But yeah, so True Detective tonight. Holy crap.
Season finale, season 1.
Pretty fantastic. Pretty great.
So I hear that each season is going to be different actors, different stories.
Different story, yeah.
That's interesting.
It's the American Horror Story motif, so it's not really a show. It's like almost like miniseries format.
I like that so much better.
Yeah. Well, what it does is it serializes.
The Walking Dead has just killed the hope that I have, like, waiting for another season. It just ends, and I don't even want to wait anymore.
Is it going on right now?
It's like, it's going on, but you know, it's like you get to the end. It's like, okay, well, now I gotta wait. I know they're not gonna clear anything up, and I'm just gonna have to wait for the only time when I feel like I'm ever gonna be satisfied with Walking Dead is when it's over.
My question is, do you think they even get to the end, or does it get canceled?
I think they're skipping tons of stuff. I feel like with the way the show is heading right now, they're all being pushed towards the town and the comics, where it's like the comics is like,
I haven't gotten to the town yet.
What town? The one in DC? Because that's where they're going, and that's like issues 80 to 100 or something like that. And there's only like 110, 120 issues. So they really can't go that much farther without
they know they're
needing to wait for them to do comics.
But do you think they can go back at all? Like, there's nothing in the past that they can, like, touch on?
I mean, they've kind of jumped around a little bit.
They've jumped around a little bit. Yeah, I feel like, you know what, maybe they'll jump around a little bit. But I don't think they can jump around a whole lot.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, but they did a pretty good job those first few seasons of... Because I saw the show first and then was reading the comics. And I was like, wow, this is completely different. For the, you know, for the most part, this is almost a completely different story.
Right.
So, and we've talked about that. Maybe they go that route. But I think I'm definitely not that far in the comics. So I don't know about, like, the DC.
Well, they, like...
stuff like that.
All the, like, the Horde and stuff that they run into... That's way after, like, all this. Like, they're jumping around a little bit. I don't know. They're just, like, really scrunching in a lot of the issues in one, I feel like.
That would be a shame if they let that show fizzle out, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a show that should fizzle out. I think it should be... I think every season should be pretty solid, and it should be...
Yeah, I feel like there's enough material to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should have the money now, right?
You would think. It's hugely popular, and there's
merchandise. They have another hour-long show based on the hour-long show.
Yeah. The Talking Dead,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You would think. The only thing is, nothing can kill a show quite like dragging on an entire season of nothing, and you're just not really advancing anything. Or if you are, it's very, very, very slowly. Like, nothing can frustrate somebody as much. Like, the pacing should be there, I feel like, with the show like that. You should be able to... And they've had seasons like that where you're just like, man, episode after episode after episode, like...
Yeah, the third season was pretty much was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like,
part.
Oh my god, that could have been a season finale. Oh, yeah. That could have been a season finale, you know? And I think a show like that... Especially with the genre that they're in, I think easily could just be like,
you can just keep
hitting home run after home run after home run. But I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot of crazy stuff. Like it ever only gets worse in the show.
Yeah, they just got. I don't know. They're with me as a viewer. I feel like I'm on the fence with it. I could not watch it anymore and be totally okay with it, because
I watched True Detective tonight and was like, oh yeah, I have to watch The Walking Dead too. Like, I had to remember that I had to watch it.
Yeah. And so, kind of like with Mad Men, which was at a similar crossroads,
right,
where it was like, this show could lose me. And it was really, really good. Same thing with Breaking Bad. I think it was like
season
two or three.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, the show's kind of starting to to go the other way.
Right.
In a bad way.
Right.
But then they're able to crank it up.
Right.
Like, they have to be able to do that, and they have to just drive. You just have to go, 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 go. And the best thing about Breaking Bad was that they didn't drag it out. They didn't drag anything out those last few seasons.
One thing to keep in mind, too, is that, you know, there's a lot of things about, like, drawing cards, you know, pro wrestling or UFC fans that are in this, you know, in this studio right now. The idea of a guy who gets really good or really popular, and then all of a sudden they decide, okay, we want to push him as our top guy. And one of the things I think that happened with Walking Dead is that it's not an anchor show. It's a show that I think is a good thing to, you know, kind of put in the middle of some of the other shows in rotation. But AMC is kind of, because of the ratings it got, it would kind of lean on it to be the anchor.
It was an anchor show.
I don't know if it was an anchor show, though, because I think now you're starting to see the cracks in the show itself being viable long-term, like you guys are talking about. Like, there's not really too much further it can go. Like, they have to kind of...
Which is a good thing.
I guess so.
Which is weird. Like, how do you end that?
But that's the thing, right? So, like, is it going to be a satisfying ending? Is it going to be enough to... I mean, I don't know. Like, has anyone checked the ratings? Are ratings as high as they were when the season first started? I don't think they are.
But the point is, you can end it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with ending it. Like, when Breaking Bad ended, I was just like, I'm so happy that it was done.
Right.
Like, that was great. Like, if they would have tried to do anything else beyond that, it would have been a big time stretch. And I just felt like. And I said this on the show before, like, kudos to them for actually saying, hey, we're going to end this show. It's at the height of its popularity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to drag these characters on for another season or two, just, you know, try and have this cash cow. We're going to end it. And it's going to go down as one of the greatest shows of all time.
Well, what happened?
And there should be nothing wrong with that. But you get these shows where they're like, okay, let's just, we got this storyline. Let's try and drag it out for an entire season.
Right.
And it just kind of is like, okay, this is like the same crap
over
and over again.
Walking Dead kind of ran into that issue, I think, a little bit. And
but they shouldn't, you know, like, a show like that, with the material that's in the comic books, which are awesome, it shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
It's like, I think they're limited to TV, though. Like, they've taken a lot of chances and given them a lot of leeway into just... how much stuff they can actually show on TV, which I still blows my mind.
Yeah.
There's still tons of things in the comic books that they can't do, and they kind of have to brush over because it's on television.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things, especially when they were held captive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, all chained up and all the crazy stuff. In the comic books,
it was pretty
brutal in the TV show, but it's like a million times worse in the comic books. But that's true. They're handcuffed a little bit, but even then, like,
right,
that show can still get pretty intense.
You know, True Detective now becomes kind of HBO's. So HBO always had kind of the variety shows. Like, right now they have Girls going on. They have Game of Thrones starting in a couple of weeks. Like, is True Detective a show that HBO can basically just say, it's yours? Like, do you think
what
they're
going
to... Like, are they... Because it went in an 8-show arc, right? So it's only 8 episodes.
Are they going to do that again?
I kind of feel like they're going to... I think that...
Are they going to push it to 10?
If they push it to 10, I think it can be done. But if they start asking for, like, 13 or 14...
I think I might drag that kind of show out a little bit too long.
So Game of Thrones... So this is why I don't get. So Game of Thrones is 10, right?
Okay.
The source material for Game of Thrones is so huge that actually a lot of fans think the 10 episodes per season is not nearly enough, right? And so the talk is about what to do in future seasons when, you know, George R.R. Martin is supposed to be finishing up book 6. He's been doing this for 2 years now. And
books take time.
They do, but George R. R. Martin knows how to spin a yarn. Pretty big yarn at that. And so with book six on the way and supposedly a book seven to finish, George R. R. Martin has said that he will not be rushed. He will not be rushed to finish his books. But, like, one thing that comes into play here is that HBO has a ratings cow on its, you know, on the table. And it's Game of Thrones.
Then you know what you do?
And that's a show you could stretch out. I don't think you can stretch a show like True Detective out. No matter how much you want to, if you start stretching out a show further than what its source material could give you, I think you're going to run into
some
issues.
What's its source material?
Well, it was first a play, right?
I don't think there was anything. Was there?
If there's not, then who cares? Like,
I'm not saying that there could be, you know, tons of source material. I'm just saying that kind of show, I don't see myself being engaged for 12 or 13 episodes.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think that it's weird that Game of Thrones only has 10 episodes. And I think that could be a 13-episode show, no problem, right?
Yeah, sure. Because you have books. Full books, right? That obviously they have to skip a bunch of stuff.
But
everybody says that they cram a lot of stuff. I still haven't seen Game of Thrones, right. But I know that people...
You know the king dies.
I know the king dies.
Get the hell out of here. God damn it.
I do know that.
God, king always dies in that show.
And I know that everybody talks about how insanely fast the pace is,
yes,
in regards to information,
right,
and pushing the story forward, right, because it's just like, whoa, wait, ridiculous. What? There's like 13 different storylines going on right now, and yeah, they're just like, popping,
yeah,
from one
there's,
to the next to the,
yeah,
next to the
there's
next.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So, I've watched every episode. I still have no idea what's going on. Like,
yeah, you just watch it.
I just watch it. I'm like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
My go-to has always been to go to like Wikipedia or one of those other sites that has like the show notes, mm-hmm, like the people who like watch it four or five times and actually get everything down and, mm-hmm, like write it in there. It's like that helps me. But like, I don't know. I just think that like True Detective. So because here's the question, right? Mad Men's going to be split into, for its final season, it's going to be split into like, I think, 16 or 17 episodes total. And it's like, I mean, that just seems like a ratings grab to me. I don't know if Matt Weiner wants to go 17 episodes, you know? You know, Vince Gilligan had no problem with it for Breaking Bad.
Oh.
He was able to make that work. Entourage ran into something similar, where I think after season 4 or season 5, the show should have been trying to come, you know, wind down to a close, but it got such great ratings that they wanted to get a couple more seasons out of it, and then it went...
I just until think the you, final season. You need to have your story. You need to say, what is the arc? And I'm sure they do, or maybe they don't. Some shows do it season to season,
right,
and they just say, okay, because they can only think one season at a time. They don't know if they're going to get picked up, so they're just like, okay, so this is season 1, and then they're like, great, we want to pick you up for another season. Okay, so I guess we should figure out what we're going to do with them for season 2.
Yeah.
I think not everybody can say, okay, we're going to have 8 seasons with this show. What is the arc we're going to do over 8 seasons, and how we're going to end it?
Well, very famously, the creator of The Sopranos,
that's fine.
Right. Very famously was ready to end the show after 3 seasons. But HBO said, we want you to write for a couple more seasons. And then after season 4 and then season 5, he was like, you know, I want to end this. And then people talked about how those 2 seasons in between the final season ended up feeling like filler. And they were, because he knew how he wanted to end it at that point.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like Vince Gilligan knew how he wanted to end it, so he didn't care one way or the other. He knew that he could get something
Entourage,
out of it.
Right?
No, he's Breaking Bad.
Who did?
Marky Mark did Entourage.
No, wasn't there Gilligan in Entourage?
Don't think so.
Okay.
But
I thought there was.
But it was the same thing for Entourage. I think Entourage got to the point where they wanted to end it, and then they just threw 2 more seasons on there that didn't really matter, and then they finished it up with the 8th season.
Famously, the big only comparison I can think of is, off the top of my head, you had the Naruto comics.
Okay.
which were insanely popular.
Right.
And there was pressure from the fan base because the TV show with the... They were able to, you know, pump out weekly episodes.
Right.
At a faster pace than it took for, I think it's like either monthly or every 2 weeks that it took for him to draw.
Yeah, that's the, I think The Walking Dead is monthly, right?
I'm sure it is.
Monthly?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a monthly thing.
Well, Dragon Ball Z, famously, another one.
Well, I don't know about Dragon Ball Z, but the thing is that the show caught up, and then all of a sudden they're like, well,
now what?
We need to let this guy get like a couple, literally a couple hundred episodes ahead. And they did about probably like 150 episodes on TV that were nothing but filler, that had nothing to do with the storyline in the comic books. And so that's what it reminds me of, is that with the Game of Thrones, that might be something where you either have to take a book and finally just actually split it up and not cram it all into one season,
mm-hmm.
which I'm assuming that's what they've been doing, right? They took, okay, book one is season one.
Right, but they said that season three was... So what they're saying they're doing is season three was basically the majority of book three in some aspects, like... The Red Wedding was in the middle of book three.
Okay.
And then there's some other things that went into the end of book three and actually the start of book four in some ways.
Okay.
They're saying that seasons four and five are going to be book four.
So it's just... They just have to make a decision.
Right.
They're either going to catch up with the books.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you are at a crossroads where... The author is not going to rush anything.
Sure.
So you could look at it a few ways. You can end it at the last book.
Right.
And then go into movies.
And Scott Pilgrim versus the World was something similar, where the movie was made after book five and there were seven books and that happened. And then obviously Harry Potter... The seventh book came out just before the first of the two seventh book movies came out, and very famously J.K. Rowling told only a certain handful of people who their fates were, you know, what their fates were going into the movies. So it's like, it can be done in different ways, but I think you just have to kind of respect the process of the creation of the source material. So in this case, for True Detective... You don't have to really about, I don't think, stretching it out too much. But like with a Mad Men or Walking Dead or a Game of Thrones, you have to be careful with that because
What's Mad Men based off of?
There's no like story there, but I think that Weiner talked about how he didn't want to take it into two seasons like they did. Like a 5A and a 5, or 6A and a 6B or whatever AMC is asking
for. I hate that.
For.
I hate how people do
right?
that.
Right. And so.
It kills it for me. Because it kills when I get momentum killed, it's so easy for me.
Especially when for Breaking Bad, we had to wait so long.
Right.
It was the amount of time we would have to wait for a new season.
It was excruciating.
But at least with The Walking Dead, it was like a couple months.
Right.
Like we know, like, you know,
it's
people might not be
watching with Breaking Bad in between it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? They had another show, or maybe there's another popular show on a different channel that they knew people were going to watch that. So they're just like, you know what, we're not going to deal with it. Let's just do that. And they did that. That wasn't the first time they did that either.
No,
they did
didn't.
That for the season before too.
Yeah, but that was just a practice of AMC. Is that, you know, AMC last couple years been trying to pick up new shows to fill in those gaps, right? None of them stuck. Hell on Wheels didn't stick. A couple of The Killing didn't stick. A couple of these other shows didn't stick. And so you're forced to play your hand and be like, look, we need you guys to come up with a little bit more. And you get what you get right now. So, Sam, we're going to Sam right now for an update on Godzilla Watch, Earthquake Watch 2014. Sam, what do you got for us?
So far, I've been taking a look at all the data that we have here in the studio. At the moment, it's not looking too good. We have some extra evidence that has come in from Google Maps of We have a ping on the radar here, and we have it posted up on our Facebook account page. It's really, looking at past behavior, we do have some suspicion that it may indeed be Godzilla that has arrived here. With the Fukushima radiation reaching our shores just recently, this may indeed be Godzilla. God. Back to you guys.
Truly disturbing.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't even know what to think right now. Like, I don't know if I can do the show anymore. I really don't know.
We should really be running, like, that way right now. Well, I don't know why we're still here.
This is
just east somewhere.
I'm going to go to Vegas and just ride this out to Evo.
Yeah, just ride it out to Evo.
Even Godzilla isn't want to come here.
What did Godzilla... Would he play Marvel? Would he play AE? What did he play? What did Godzilla play?
I don't know.
Very interesting.
Probably Marvel, but he'd be like...
What was that Street Fighter 2, like... Or Street Fighter, like, anniversary, like... Oh, man, that terrible game. It had, like, dinosaurs in it and stuff. And then, like, Ryu and Yun.
Yeah, it was not Battle Coliseum.
Oh, it was, like, Capcom. Evolution or
Capcom.
Something.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. Sam got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that game. He'd play the hell out of that game.
God.
He'd win an Evo championship.
He'd roll up to Capcom, be like, remake this game, and then put me in it.
Hey. Oh, God. Look. Oh, God. We just had a cop pass. Flashing lights.
Going to tell everybody, run, Godzilla.
You don't understand, guys. This is not a coincidence. These things, the earthquake, a ping, a cop flying by, this doesn't happen, okay?
They come in threes.
Godzilla.
I don't want a fourth.
I don't want a fourth either.
The fourth is Godzilla. Here. That's the fourth.
God.
You've got your three signs. Now run.
Oh, good. Since you weren't
going the wrong way.
Since Harrison was not in studio last week, yeah. Let's go back last week to SCR. If you want to bring anything up from it, I mean.
I just want to say that NorCal is like a million times better than SoCal,
right?
And SoCal sucks.
Right?
And they can't even win their own tournament. And like, come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of Onis in the top eight. A lot of Onis in that top
eight. There's one Oni.
Get the hell out of it. No, I meant in the top eight for AE. I think there were three players that used Oni in the top eight at
there
AE.
There was?
Yeah. There's a lot of people using Oni. Here, let me get the list out.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't, but...
I thought there was at least...
There was at least one in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Dang it. Now you're making me look. But yeah, like, that was, it was an interesting tournament. A lot of Japanese representation, right?
Yeah, shout out to Twitch, I guess, for hooking it up.
Right. They flew out some big names. Infiltration was there, too.
Infiltration, Michael Tan, WoW. I can't remember who else was there. I want to say the Gamer V was there, too. But it probably wasn't Twitch.
I think Twitch just did the Japanese people.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the Bitcoin thing, speaking of Japan?
Yeah.
That's scary. Like, did you read more into that? It's kind of scary stuff. Like...
What was it?
Yeah.
The guy who created Bitcoin...
The gal. Right?
I thought it was a guy.
No, it was a woman.
It's a woman?
Yeah. It's like the president, I think, of Bitcoin.
Took all the money...
I think so.
And just disappeared. So people... had invested.
Oh, I think it was because the president of the company was found dead.
No,
right?
That's what I thought. I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't read that. That's insane.
Yeah,
I think it's crazy that people thought that Bitcoin would become a real
currency,
legitimate currency,
right?
Like, I would go to 7-Eleven down the street.
Like, you don't get how the real world works.
And buy a hot dog with my Bitcoin.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And it was crazy how many people got sucked into that.
Right.
And in the article, they posted links to past articles from, I don't know, a year and a half, like maybe two years ago when Bitcoin was really picking up steam. And... it was stuff from, like, the Wall Street Journal and other economic, I guess you would call them, media sources. And they were all saying, this is super high risk. like little to no reward. Don't get involved with Bitcoin. And there's these stories of people who were exchanging their actual money for Bitcoin.
Right.
And I think the most somebody lost was like
in the tens of millions.
I think it was something like, I thought it was like 8.4 million or something like that.
Right.
But still, that's insane. And this the person took, I can't remember how much money they had accumulated, like $315 million or something. Took it and ran, essentially. And now they're.
Where do you run with that much money?
I don't know.
Can't.
It was nuts because it's just a digital currency. It was literally, there was nothing there, which isn't too far off of how the world currency was working right now. There's so much of it is being done digitally.
Well, yeah, that's
But the fact is that people were going as far as to actually mint Bitcoins.
Right.
Which really, it still didn't have.
Right.
Where it was like little metal coins with bees on them.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, so you're taking a digital currency and making it like a physical currency that no country wants to take?
Yeah, if I went to a car dealership with
and I was joking, 10 bitcoins.
Yeah.
Might as well take 10 bucks.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah!
I was talking with Chelsea about that.
Users of Bitcoin. I want you to know.
Bring your bitcoins to us.
Bring your bitcoins to us. We will give you 10 bucks.
We will write on
10 bucks. 10 bucks are being accepted now. Well, we have like a waiting list.
You mean bitcoins are being accepted?
No. 10 bucks are being accepted now elsewhere in the world.
Everywhere.
We think it's everywhere at this point. We're like Visa. But yeah, bring your bitcoins to me and we'll exchange them for 10 bucks and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
It'll be good to go.
You'll be fixed. Everything will be fixed.
By the way, SCR. So, number two, Infiltration, Akuma, Chun-Li, Oni. Number three, WoW with Oni. And four, Snake Eyes with Zangief and Oni.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Snake Eyes did play Oni.
I think when you won, you got 5,000 10 bucks.
Yes.
Which is the equivalent of $75 million.
Just telling you. Next YME Dojo, 20,000 10 bucks on the line.
We should actually make
10 bucks
a check or make a current, like a Tim, and like give it to them. Like you won.
I
won.
Not lying. I
like
want
a giant blown up like 20,000.
I can do that.
Josh, if you're listening, we're gonna make this happen at YME 11. This is happening. That's gonna be awesome. I totally want this to happen now.
I think that'd be so sweet.
God,
I'm gonna go out and get a cardboard tomorrow.
Be like, yes, and just have it everywhere. It'll be like, winner will get like 500,000, and then it's like 10 bucks.
Josh, put it on the poster. Like
small print.
Yeah, we got to come up with a sign for 10 bucks, though.
It'd be like the worst face I can make.
No, we'll you know what I mean? Yeah. How there's like the pound, the leer.
Oh,
the...
so it's like a T, but the right side of the T part turns into a B. 10 bucks.
Then it'll just look like a B.
No, it won't.
And then it's like,
oh, get out of here. Yeah, you're right.
No, you could just make it so it doesn't curve all the way to the T or all the way to the straight line down.
We'll make it happen. We have a couple weeks to make this currency happen. We're going to make this currency happen. That's how I'm going to like become rich and famous in Sonoma. I'm going to make them 10
go
bucks.
Go to the bars and give them like
10 bucks. Here you go.
What is this? It's 10 bucks.
It's 10 bucks. It's like Bitcoin but better.
Round of shots for everybody. I
10
got
bucks.
This.
That's 10 bucks. Here is a 10 buck. That is 10 bucks.
Here is 1 millionth of a 10 buck.
That's right.
That is $10. Right.
Why are you giving
go buy yourself a house with that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. God, this is incredible.
But yeah, Bitcoins, people, they
morons.
I really don't I mean, there are just people in the world that I guess when it comes to certain things, just
now Winnebago's passes
really.
Weird.
I don't know. They can just. There are people that will believe things. And
well, it's not that they want to believe it, but they think that it's an easy. It's like it's counterculture. It's an easy way to try and make a statement and try and align your beliefs with something, and
you know, obviously people who follow Bitcoin know that the one of the first things it was accepted on was Silk Road, which was an illegal drug trafficking website, yeah. right? And they became
sounds
the
legit,
thing. Right? And then
these guys are legit.
And then famously Kim.com, the dude who did all those mega upload sites and stuff and made the millions of dollars in Germany, famously backed Bitcoin and was someone who was one of its biggest, you know.
I'm not seeing red flags anywhere right. in any of this.
But zero flags of red.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
So none. They're like, cool, I have 5,000 Bitcoins. But, like, I gave you $5 million. I have 5,000 Bitcoins now. This is awesome. So what can I buy? It's like, well, you want drugs?
Yeah, you want drugs?
You get drugs.
Right? No, but that's the thing. So the whole thing,
prostitutes.
The whole thing about the deep net, right?
Wow, that's just where it's terrible.
Well, no, but that's a thing. It's like, so there's that quote unquote deep net out there. Supposedly only 4% of what you see on a regular basis is the actual internet. 96% of it you have to really decode to get into it or something like that. And it's like the back alleys of the internet. And that's
those are
where
huge back alleys.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
96. Those are like back countries.
Right. But like so big
back universes. Yeah.
But no, that's exactly what it is. It's like there are people who dug themselves so far, you know, far back into the internet that like Bitcoin kind of got its start there, and then it got into the recesses of the regular internet. That's kind of how it developed. And it's like, so you're talking about something that shadily came out of basically nowhere and now is like, oh yeah, we'll take these. It's like, yeah, that totally sounds legit to me. I totally want all of that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, get yourself some $10. It's going to be great.
Did not start in the back alley of the internet.
No. It started right here on KSUI.
In some, yeah,
March 9th, 2014.
Started in the back alley of Sonoma.
Yeah, it started right here on the back alley on the side of the street of West Napa.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. That's technically not an... Okay, it's kind of an alley.
Kind of.
If you want to go to an alley, we'll go to the alley between Steiner's and Araldi's. Yeah, there's an alley.
It's like the least shadiest alley of all
it's
time.
Not, yeah, it's like, oh, it's just nice brick around all of us. Oh, this is an alley, but ooh, it's nice. It's lit.
Yes.
There's actual lights. It's so it's alley. It's alley-ish.
It's about as back alley as it's going to get.
Yeah,
Sonoma,
if you want back alley, that's as back alley as it's going to get. So, but yeah, Bitcoin. What the hell, man? So
it's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to be a movie.
That'll definitely be a movie.
And especially if the owner was found dead.
Well, yeah, it was a CEO of a firm.
Oh, see it.
It was a firm that dealt with Bitcoin.
Bitcoin firm CEO found dead and suspected suicide.
And they just found the guy that was behind Bitcoin. They located him, apparently.
Satoshi Nakamoto, who of course is saying that he did not do it.
Well, the website was based in Japan.
Japan, right.
And the big, of course, for obvious reasons, wouldn't be able to get away with that in the United States. And in Japan, if you are not physically doing your currency through the country, but doing it on the internet, they just don't go there.
Yeah, they don't recognize it.
They're just like, we don't want anything to do with this. Right. We don't want this responsibility on us. Yes, they're running it through one of our servers, but
right.
We're not.
They basically sever all communication with whatever that person's trying to do. They basically say, it's out of my hands. It's like it's unsanctioned. It's like an unsanctioned part of Japanese infrastructure, which makes sense. I mean,
I don't really blame them.
I don't blame them.
I mean, if this kind of thing happened in the United States, what would probably end up happening, the government or
they would shut down the internet.
Well, they wouldn't shut down the internet, but I'm sure that people that got their money stolen in some way, shape or form, there would be some liability, and I'm sure that they would get money back.
Well, the problem is, though, is that the only way that people can try and get their money back is by suing, except that there's no law standing
exactly
in the world right now that supports Bitcoin in any way, shape, or form. There might be some rogue recognitions of Bitcoin or people who have said, we'll start to accept it just because it's out there, but it's not a country. It's not law-bound. It is an individual entity that's doing it. And so that's the problem with this, is that people who say, oh, well, what happened to it? Welcome to the world of regulation. That's why people didn't like Bitcoin in the first place, guys. You can have all your problems with regulation in world currencies that you want, but this is what happens when you don't have even a little bit of it. even a little bit of it.
They're just like, thanks for all your money, peace. I'll take this real currency you just gave me, suckers.
Yeah, that's right. I can actually use this money to get my boat. So
$320 million US.
That's freaking
I'll take that.
Yeah, here's more Bitcoin.
Right.
Free. I'm gonna go buy the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
I could just start, you know, exchanging my pocket lint for US dollars.
Right. Yeah. I want
give me a break.
Yeah, right. I want gold. Give me gold. We touched on the Oscars a little bit last week. There's really nothing to finish up.
I thought
we
touched a lot of
We touched a lot of it last week. But what else? So Sam's on Godzilla Watch still. We're still running our data testing. Sam, do you have any updates for us?
Not quite yet so far. I'm still looking. But I did want to note that Windows XP is actually about to bite the dust within a month.
Wow.
Thank God.
That is like an era. I can't believe that.
Well, like,
going.
You know what sucks?
It means I don't have to learn it anymore.
Well, yeah, but it also, Windows XP has become like the stalwart of Windows operating systems, which is hilarious.
Well, it's like,
Twelve years after it came out, or 14 years after it came out.
Well, I'm sure because it's cheaper and like businesses like it because it's super simple,
right? And it's not Vista or 7, or 8.
If Vista wasn't such a travesty, I think everybody would have upgraded to Vista. But now, it was a travesty, and they probably didn't trust Windows 7 because it looked exactly like Vista. And then Windows 8 is a big pile of crap. So.
Yay, Windows. Go get it.
Which is why this is still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do really like...
It's so hard to say... But I can't say that. Go ahead.
I mean, it does make you think, how crazy do you really have to get with...
An operating system?
An operating
Look at Apple. No joke, and I say this as an
or
Apple...
Or Linux
form.
Or anything else.
Well, yeah, but so Apple's Linux-based, and their 10.10 format, their 10 OS 10 format... from a core standpoint, has basically remained unchanged for the last 13 years.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
They haven't changed it at all. They've made improvements, but they haven't changed of like what it does.
You don't have to,
right?
You don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel.
Hell no. That's the thing. Like Windows 95, people still talk about as the best Windows platform of all time. Like they said it was the best. Windows 95 was. And it's like, that's almost 20 years ago now. And now people are saying, like, there's no Windows platform after 95 that came out. Maybe XP that was as close to Windows 95 as far as an operational standpoint. That's hilarious. That's hilarious to me.
Which makes you wonder, why don't they just, like, remake Windows 95?
Right. Like, why not go back to what worked?
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Because you'll still get the suckers are like, oh, my God, I need something new. And, you know, they were born in, like, 1995. Right. And so... They've never seen Windows 1995 before. So they're like, oh my God, it's different. It's like, no, you're just not old enough to know that this is Windows. So they should just do that.
Oh, this was posted earlier. It is a random video from like a couple Sundays ago when I was on the show. I ended with a random note, and it was a video of someone streaming their Windows XP computer and pumping it full of viruses.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
That was pretty hilarious. That was pretty good.
he touched on, you can find it on our webpage. I linked it.
He
emulates Windows 7 or Windows XP, I think. Whatever he was doing. Anyways, he just destroys his computer, basically.
Yeah, he clicked on, and you know, whenever he went on someplace and it told him to click on it, he would click on it. And if it wanted him to download something, he would download it. And so he just kept doing that and just kept going through the internet. And he downloaded like 200 something things. And like eventually the computer just like crashes. It's so funny. And he's like, oh, what? Download this wallpaper? Sure. Like, click.
Safe installer? Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty awesome.
It's it was only made like 3 weeks ago. It's almost like 400,000 views. It's really good.
It's pretty darn good.
Bonzi Buddy is like, oh, God. That was like
the
most painful.
The talking gorilla. It's hello. Bonzi Buddy.
Good evening, Expandong. How are you?
It's amazing. I would highly suggest going to the Facebook page.
Does he record it with a camcorder?
It's a stream. He streamed it.
He streamed it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was so awesome.
He edited it.
It was so awesome. It's amazing. It's like 7 minutes, I think.
It's 8 minutes.
He's got it up here now.
It's pretty good.
God. Don't do it. Might get a virus on the computer here at the studio.
Just watching. Yeah, it's about to hit 400,000 views right now. But anyways, he touches on like old 2002, 2004 subjects. It's hilarious. He's like, remember the S? And it's like the diamond thing. Yeah. And like you'd scribble it on like everything. And then he shows like really horrible YouTube poops.
What did he download for his wallpaper?
Oh, it was Slipknot. Yeah. But like he like compressed it on Windows Paint and then he stretched it out and it was like completely
just a giant pixelated. He just tried incredibly hard to make his desktop look like the desktop of like a 12-year-old in 2004.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
To be, like, super
that's
creative.
That's exactly what he did.
Still trying to find themselves.
And he played like Limp Bizkit. Windows Media Player.
He had a whole soundtrack playing on the old-ass Windows Media Player.
Oh, yeah, the one
and
I freaking grew
it's
up
so,
with.
It's just so funny. You should check it out. God. Sports, did the Giants end up beating the Dodgers? Did they?
Yeah. Oh,
yes, they did.
Yeah. Okay. They did. I know it's preseason, but it always feels good.
Vogelsong is the only pitcher to get touched up so far, the only starter to get touched up. He got just crushed yesterday. Seattle killed him. 7 earned runs and I think 3 innings of work or something like that. Otherwise, everybody else has been stellar. Like, Timmy's looking great. Hudson looked great. Bumgarner looked really good. Kane looked good. Pretty awesome.
Yes.
Poor Mike Morse. I think he's crushed, though, after those 2 Josh Reddick catches. Sad times. Sad, sad times. Also, Australian, like, opening day, quote unquote, is in 2 weeks because they're playing that Australian series like on March 22nd or 23rd. Really weird. Like
Australian
series. Yeah, so they're starting the season in Australia this year. And so the first games are, I think, the 20th or the 21st, and they run to that weekend.
What's the logic behind that?
Get baseball going in Australia.
I know that.
Forget cricket. Cricket rules. Forget cricket. That's what. Oh, let Bud Selig. The joke is to let Bud Selig go, start this up in Australia, and leave him there so he doesn't come back. It's going to be so bad because he's going to totally like try and upstage Derek Jeter's farewell tour. And he's going to be like the guy trying to go around all the ballparks.
At the same time, like Jeter.
Jeter. Number 2.
Should have just retired last year. But you know what deep down it is? He didn't want to share, obviously, with Rivera and Pettit.
Right. Well, now he gets to do it on his own and he doesn't have A-Rod there. So good on him. A-Rod won't be there.
Why not just go out with everybody else?
Because
he wants...
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think he didn't want to... He played like 20 games last year. He did not want to go out that way. So
he'll play like 12 this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, Yankees, that's...
Just kidding,
that team,
coming back next year.
That team's going to be super tough as far as them thinking they're going to make the playoffs. AL, the American League is so stacked this year. We'll do like a big preview like we normally do, but like... Holy crap, is the American League stacked. Like, 8 teams deep. You have 5 playoff spots, and you have maybe 8 or 9 teams that are, like, right there.
Please don't expand the playoffs.
They shouldn't.
Because then that defeats the whole purpose of a race.
If anything, there should be... if anything... God. Is that the end? But is that the end... No, it's not.
Well, you shouldn't make it bigger because the computer...
Oh, crap. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know it all.
But like, okay. you do. You have 9 teams.
Skip this.
What I think you should do is for the 2 wildcard spots, it should be a 3-game series. Forget this 1-game BS. But 3-game series. I'm loving it. But yeah, dude. Holy crap, is the AL stacked this year. So I'm trying to optimize that on a computer. It doesn't need to be optimized. You're at optimal range right now. So great. Let's see here. What else? What else in sports? Warriors are playing so good right now. They're like scary good right now.
Scary good.
Do they still fire Mark Jackson?
No, because, and I was telling Ramin this today, is like, holy crap, I think Mark Jackson turned a corner. Because he did. And I was just like, holy crap, I feel like a jerk now.
It's like poor Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Tip
hey,
hates
by the way, guess who didn't get a jersey because of what? I was right. I was right.
You were right.
I was right. But.
But. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody talks about this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens the year after they tank?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be in World Series this year.
You think so?
They should be.
That's his ass.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's the old Sonoma S that everybody used
okay,
to draw.
Okay, but continue. Yeah. You were talking.
Warriors. Warriors have won like I think 8 of 10 or something like that.
You know what I? You know what I think it is. Really?
As they play Space Kid at pinball. Yeah. The greatest.
We play that right now.
The greatest pinball game of all time.
I actually played that.
Oh, here's his
wallpaper. Oh, so did I. No.
Here's the wallpaper they use.
Slipknot.
And then watch what he does. It's.
Isn't that awesome?
He zooms in on the face at one point. It's really funny.
Oh my god.
And watch how watch how he changes everything.
Did he just put it in like Slayer reigning
blood? Oh, if you could turn it up. Well, no, he might
no,
swear.
You don't want to turn it up.
No.
But yeah.
But you know what my theory is? And people have been talking about this with the Warriors for a while. Is that I think that the team had been performing in a way where they knew they were good, that they could beat a lot of people, but they just were playing well below their capabilities.
They
because
were.
They knew that they could turn it on. Okay, we'll just talk about the video for the rest of the time.
No,
sorry.
But you're right because I think the Miami game. Oh, God. So I think the Miami game was another thing where they knew they could beat that team, and when they didn't, that sent them in the All-Star break thinking, what if? And I think it really helped them to see coming out of it, go on that big road trip, and they come out above 500 again.
Yeah.
So another long road trip. They go and beat Indiana, right, in Indiana.
That's huge.
With Klay Thompson's shot. They come home. And they weather a couple of big storms before running away with it at the end. Phoenix came back tonight, but the Warriors were able to hold them off after going on a 38-17 run in the third. So this team knows how to win a lot of different ways. Their defense is really good, mm-hmm. which I never thought I'd say.
That's weird.
But there's a couple things. So Andre Iguodala needs to stop taking jumpers. He's so bad. So bad jump shooting right now. And I want more Steve Blake point guard with Steph at the off guard.
Yeah, definitely.
More.
Which I always thought Steph, that was his natural position. It's was his, the two.
It's his natural position for sure. I think you're right.
Yeah. And.
I'm sorry, he just downloaded a thing. He just Google searched cool toolbars. And it's just like, oh my yeah. God. And then he just clicked on something. He's like, unlimited MP3s.
The best part about it is that he gets to the point where he doesn't even read what the pop ups are. He's just like, eh, sure.
Click all those things. Oh my god.
Like how big
YouTube.
Look how big the bar is at the bottom. It's all like blown up and huge for whatever reason. I don't know why. But what were we saying
about the I think Steph Curry I still think he needs to be able to bring up the ball because
yes.
He gets double teamed every time he crosses into the front court, and that's a huge deal because then it can get everybody else involved and you have great passers.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, and the big men who come up and set the screens in the first place. But if you give Steve Blake the ball, who's a great ball handler, and you can tell Steph, you just stay out here, you're not going
to
be
able... Well, he doesn't even have to stay out there because he's really good running off of screens.
Right.
Like, that's what was his bread... That was his bread and butter.
Davidson.
Well, he was basically the Reggie Miller 2.0.
Right.
And you know who actually wrote an article that I... agreed with.
I know.
And I saw it today.
I know. It's the same article I read.
Which one?
Lowell Cone.
I was like, I couldn't agree with you more. And like, Steph Curry, there were so many times where Steph Curry kills them in crunch time in the fourth quarter. Trying to create.
Yeah. And Lowell, and it's like, man, I just like begrudgingly just like.
Yes. And when they got Steve Blake, I was like, that's awesome.
Right.
I really thought that was a good. I know you hate him, but.
Yeah. No, but like, once you see him playing for your team, that hate goes away.
Of course you love him.
Like Joakim Noah. By the way, Joakim Noah.
I'm sorry. Space Jam website is still up, apparently, after all these years.
Somebody's still paying for that.
The Jaminist.
The Jaminist.
Dude, Joakim Noah. 3 triple doubles in his last 12 games.
Yeah.
That's not even, like, I can't even fathom that. He should get a max deal.
He was the guy. I hated him in college.
Yeah.
He was just, like, the ultimate annoying energy guy with the stupid hair. And he played for Florida, and I was so sick of Florida.
Yeah.
Because they were winning football championships. Right. And they were winning basketball, and they beat UCLA, like, 2 years in a row.
There's a lot of verbal fellatio there. You're right.
Got so sick of, like, seeing him. Like, he, like, epitomized everything I didn't like. Like, just super annoying.
Yeah. He's super annoying until he's on your team.
But what I really appreciate, what I liked, and he got a lot of flack from people when he came in his rookie year, brought that same intensity and energy, and was calling out guys in the locker room. They're like, shut up, you're a rookie. Like, who are you to say anything? You know, but he's stuck. He never really changed.
No, he hasn't changed at all.
And now look at him. He's like one of the kind of quietly, like, if you pay attention to the league, you're like, this guy is legit. Well, he's amazing.
Right, yeah.
But if you're kind of, like, casual, you don't even know. I'm just saying, like, he's quietly built himself to what he is now.
Well, now, like, this year you've seen Blake Griffin become a top 5 NBA player. You've seen Joakim Noah turn into a dominant player, which is ridiculous, because no guy like him should be averaging 6.5 assists a game. 6.5 assists a game, a double-double, and the best defense out of any center in the NBA. Yeah. That should not be happening.
It's only like 6.
He's 7-1.
Oh, is he really?
He's 7-1.
Didn't know that.
He doesn't look it, but he's 7-1.
Did it finally crash?
Yeah. Turned out it was a German. There's the bonsai buddy, Gravestone.
Bonsai buddy.
So I'm very, very excited to see what happens down the stretch here, because the Warriors are all of a sudden playing like a team no one wants to face. But I want to see them matched up with the Clippers, because they can beat the Clippers. So
it's still scary thinking about them going and playing San Antonio.
No, San Antonio would wipe the floor with them. San Antonio somehow defeated the Heat by 30 points the other night. And it wasn't because of LeBron's sleeves.
No,
it wasn't.
Which is laughable.
It's so hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. Maybe there's a bite out there, a sound bite or a video of him talking about it.
Right.
Part of me thinks that he said something and it got spun in a way and blown out of proportion. Right. Or maybe somebody was like, hey, what do you think about the sleeves? He's like, I don't know. Maybe they're kind of bugged me. And somebody made it sound like, oh, it's because of the sleeves and I'm doing so horrible.
Right.
But it's kind of comical. If he really did blame the sleeves, though, I appreciate his talents.
I do, too, except for when he hits the 3 at the end of the game to beat the Warriors.
But, the other thing, you know what I learned about that? Where he shot his 3 is the worst percentage shot in the NBA.
Yeah.
Corner 3. Outside of a layup?
Wing 3. It was a wing
corner,
3.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the corner 3 outside of a layup or a free throw is the highest percentage shot in the NBA. And where he shot was the worst percentage.
Nice. Big ups.
And he was freaking falling away on it, and it's just like, and then he make it's
well,
just no, like,
but like he talked about it, he's like, he said it was like, well, I knew that the only thing I wanted to do was hit a step back. I wanted to go for the win, so he knew right away. He knew Iguodala was on him. He knew he had the long arm, so it was like the only thing I could do is do a step back.
That doesn't annoy me as much as that finals where he hit that stupid three, and then in the Sports Illustrated column they did about him, he was like, I thought in my head that's an MJ moment. And then I went, wait a minute, no, it's not. It's an LBJ moment. I was like, oh, you're an idiot. Why are you comparing yourself to Michael Jordan?
That's a lot of little pies.
Oh, my God.
But in my head, though, I was thinking, you're right, that was a LeBron James moment.
Yes, it was.
You bricked five threes and then hit a meaningless three, and then you got bailed out by Ray Allen. Yeah. So you're right.
The greatest shot in the history
Ray
of the finals.
Allen had the MJ moment. Yeah. Or, excuse me, the Ray Allen moment, and you had the LeBron James moment. I agree with you. You did have the LBJ moment.
Yeah, Jesus.
And then what I hate was that nobody even talks about the Ray Allen shot. Everybody talks about the LeBron three that he hit from, like, 40 feet away with, like, time expiring. And it's just, you got to be kidding me.
Poor Tim Duncan. All he had to do was hit that bunny. That's all he had to do. We wouldn't even been talking about this. Duncan and Pops would have had five, and he could have rode off into the sunset.
Ugh.
So bad.
I almost want to say I want him to get one.
Oh, I want.
But here's the thing, though. I don't, because I want the Warriors to get there.
You know what? The Thunder have given up 40-point nights to Gerald Green and Jody
of the Celtics?
Meeks, formerly of the Celtics.
Where's he at now?
The Suns.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave up 41 to Jody Meeks today.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. If you're a gunner and you're playing OKC, you're going to get 40.
You know what? I think that when the Heat meet Indiana,
The world will explode?
I want to say that it'll be just an amazing series. I don't think it'll go 7. I think it'll go 6, and I think Miami will just...
Right.
I don't even think the sixth game will be necessarily that close.
Well,
I just have a feeling.
Right. And Indiana right now has a game and a half lead on the one seed. They're 46-17 while the Heat are 43-17.
Yeah.
So
I just have a feeling that the Heat will be able to get here.
Right. No, they will. They will.
Indiana will be up
here. Indiana's lost 4 straight. They seem to be kind of running into issues now that they shouldn't be running into this late in the season.
They remind me of teams like the Pacers, who had, sadly, to try and go through MJ and the Bulls.
Right.
This is very much the
90s Pacers. This is very much.
And the, also, it kind of, you know, reminds me of the teams like the Jazz and stuff like that.
The Sonics. Yeah.
You know, Sonics, you know, man, they were.
GP, baby. The glove.
But I remember thinking, like, I thought that the Jazz had more of a shot, but.
They did.
I just don't think I can honestly say. I'll be rooting for them without a doubt. I'll be like, go, Pacers. But I just don't see it.
Shout outs to El Jefe running the Suns, man. Jeff Hornacek's killing it. I'm calling him El Jefe now. Because he's the king, and his name is Jeff. We have run out of time. Any final words? Sam, do we have a Godzilla update?
It's very fresh. We still have some more info that needs to be waited on.
We'll have updates overnight or not.
They're the biggest Grand Prix happened in Magic this weekend.
What happened?
There were 4,500 people in Richmond.
Big ups.
Richmond, Virginia.
Big ups. Well, that's a major metropolitan area. Cool.
Yeah. And
folks from Baltimore, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no, they got a lot of people.
Big area.
And it actually beat, there was a Modern Masters last year. They did a Modern Masters in Las Vegas,
yes,
which was the previous record at 4,300, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been like 42, and this might have been like 43. I can't remember. But Modern is just getting insanely popular. They're doing a black-white tokens. It finally got officially spoiled. There's a lot of speculation that they're doing Modern decks.
Right.
Almost like Commander. They're expensive. They're like $76.
But those are going to come down in price because they have to. Modern's getting too popular for people not to play.
No, but it's MSR. Like, the cards that are in there
right.
are their expensive cards.
So you're going to find some places for less than that.
You're getting, there's some fetch lands in there.
Cool.
Planeswalkers.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's why they skyrocketed. I saw them.
It's a combination.
They went to like $80 in some places.
There's some fetch lands that are more expensive than revised, I think, or unlimited dual lands.
Yeah.
They're up over 100.
The Zendikar Islands Mountain one.
Good luck selling those.
That's $100 right now.
Yep, up over 100. And then the Misty Rainforest, the green blue, cracked 100.
Right.
Which is insane. Most of it is because the modern format super, it's in high demand right now. It's right. really popular because right. now Magic was like, okay, we're going to make this an official thing. We're going to back it and support it. So now you have stuff that's out of print, but it's in very high demand, and you're just seeing these huge, like, surges yeah. in card prices. And stuff like this will help. You're getting legitimate planeswalkers with Elspeths and stuff like that. The big thing that people don't know, because they haven't seen all the deck lists, just the stuff that's on the box, the big speculation is if Bitter Blossom's in there.
Right.
Which, if it is, the price on that's going to go back down to about
30,
$15 or 20, whatever it was before.
See, look at that. $97.
Yeah. It's crazy.
High price for mint condition is $300.
That went from, I believe, $60 to the $100 price.
It was, no, at one point it was like $40.
Well,
it was, yeah. So look, here's the chart. So it'll come up.
$40 to $100 in like 3 weeks, four weeks. Like, it was super quick.
Yeah, people, it's insane. People are one for playing
red, white, blue control. That's why this is big.
I mean, people were reporting the most insane. You would never have imagined this ever. People were taking the original duels and trading them one for ones.
Right.
Which is just crazy.
That's nuts.
For a fetch land.
Right. It's now, now, obviously, dual lands are not playable in modern, but that's beyond the freaking point.
Yeah, the point is that they're dual lands. And
oh, I have this unboxed version of Earthbound. Right. Oh, I will trade you my my foil Scalding Tarn. Cool. We're good.
Yeah.
That's what this is. That's crazy to me.
I'm really
freaking nuts.
But everybody, I think, cuz Wizards doesn't they've always come out and said they don't believe gouging. That a card should be priced more than $20.
That's how it was back in the days. In the early days, that's how it was.
No, they said that fairly recently.
But that's what I'm saying. It was that way back in the days. Like, when I was playing regularly, when I was 9, 10 years old, 4th edition out.
Dual lands were like $15.
Dual lands were $15, $20. Shivan Dragon was $20. Clone, Vesuvian Doppelganger was $20. I mean, like, those were all $20 cards. And then you had your second tier card, like Ice Manipulator, was $10. Or Ice Age Dualies.
Outside of Moxes and Lotus.
You're talking about Power 9 stuff way out of it. Maybe if you go back to some of the other rares, like Moat or Two Headed Giant of Forest, those were like maybe $30 or $40 rares. But, like, the majority of in play rares, $20.
Yeah.
That's where they want. That's why you don't see any card in Standard right now that's actually playable in Standard go maybe more than 30. But they need to get. They want to get that down to 20.
But that won't, just because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But
so,
there's going to be reprints. The big thing, I think, is that you're going to see the fetch lands within this year get reprinted.
Right.
And there's going to be another, they're already talking about doing a second run of
Modern Masters.
But a different Modern Masters.
And no repeats. That's pretty cool.
Or I'm sure they will repeat. There's a few things. And, God, we won't be able to talk about all of them. But they announced that new set, which is 100% based around draft.
Yes, it's which I'm draft stoked cards, for. Totally stoked
which
for.
Which I think we may have to get a box.
Yes.
And
I'm totally
get
down.
Some people together and draft
totally
it.
Because
that sounds awesome.
By the way, this card that we're looking at, Scalding Tarn, it was like $70 cheaper this time a year ago.
Yeah. Yep. And so you have, I don't know, there's a lot of exciting things happening this next year. You're going to have that, I think, coming out, M15, the whatever the June. New set's going to be. I don't know what they haven't announced it yet. They usually do that at PAX. And then, you know, the new Modern Masters. And
Born of the Gods sucks. Horrible set. Okay. So anything else?
I'm sorry, where do you see it? Just Magic Spoiler or?
You can just look it up.
You just look it up.
Modern.
Anything else?
No.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Harrison can be found at HarrisonSBA on the Twitter, twitch.tv/iPhoolWinner. On them Tuesdays at 10 p.m., it is the show that sucks with Hanzo Gonzo.
Number 69.
Same as the earthquake!
Dude, making waves.
Oh, my God. Did you have to make an earthquake reference?
No, but we are having Apology Man on the show, who just won SCR, so it should be a good show.
He won Marvel?
Which reminds me, I need to like think of questions and stuff to ask him.
How
many Tim Bucks did you get for winning
How bad was the Southern California representation at SCR? That's probably the first question.
What did he play?
His cheap team, his Firebrand, Doctor Doom scroll team. Unblockable for days.
I didn't even know that outside of, what's his name from England, Zach?
Zach Bennett.
Bennett. I didn't know that there was another Firebrand
player. He's been playing Firebrand for a really long time.
I didn't know that. That's awesome that he won with that. Who'd he beat in the finals?
Champ.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll tell you what.
Champ went tried and
true,
too.
Those teams that have those crazy unblockable setups, like if you get the level 3 Arthur and stuff like that, well, I don't know if that's not a true unblockable when he goes gold form and then pops level 3 when you come in.
No, I don't think so.
But that, it just...
No, like he just, his whole team just destroys, like if you get hit, you die. Like that's the end of the game.
Yeah, because, makes sense.
Which is crazy because...
He was definitely on top of it. The stuff I watched with
him. How many of those teams are going to pop out now, or do you think people just stick with zero?
I think it's going towards, like, really in the beginning, like, high, quote-unquote, footsies or whatever, because nobody wants to get hit. Because all these teams are built to just not kill your character, but kill your whole team.
Yes. You know who still impresses me? Because, it's Justin Wong. The reason being is that Storm in this game is not Storm from Marvel 2, who had arguably the fastest normals in the game. So you just like crazy, you can just put so much pressure on in the start or play lame, fly away. Like her crouch, I want to say crouch short just because I'm so used to playing Street Fighter, but her crouch like A, whatever you call it, was just insanely fast. I think it was like, I may be wrong, but I want to say it was like 2 frames or something
That's
like that.
Ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. It was just really, really fast. And so when you had her on point, which most people did, it was just you couldn't do anything except try and block, or if your character had some weird, crazy overhead, maybe you get lucky and land that, or you just jump away, and that's how. That's how big she was, and I just think it's cool that Justin, he's the only person I've seen that can really play with her at a super high level and make her look like she's
a top viable character.
Yeah, because when you play with her, you're like, God, she kind of sucks.
Yeah, she's really bad. She does no damage at all. Yeah,
and she doesn't do damage.
Storm. And she's nowhere near as fast. With her mobility as she was in Marvel 2, she's pretty slow. Her flight kind of sucks. And she plays kind of awkward, but he makes her look so so good. But,
cool beans. Very good.
Yep.
Godzilla updates for days.
We should do a team Marvel tournament. Let's get a team going. Let's get a team.
I don't even want to know. Team tournament at Dojo. No, nobody plays Marvel there anyway.
Team $10,
and we'll play. We'll make that'll be the biggest pot for $10.
500,000 $10.
Yeah. 50 billion $10.
50 billion $10, which is worth more than the world currency.
Which is worth more than any amount of Bitcoin.
If we actually make this happen, I'm going to esports it. I'm going to come in a suit, and I'm going to be the guy that does
the check.
You're going to be the Ed McMahon.
The Ed McMahon. The shake of the hand.
This will happen. This will happen.
We need to get you a microphone.
Right.
That's in the shape of like, it's like the Bob Barker epic man. And that's, you'll do like, you can do commentary on that or like go like interview. We don't want to congratulate you on your win. Here are your 500,000 10 bucks.
Have your pet spayed or neutered.
In your suit with your old ass.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh man. And just have your interviews be super awkward, like because those things, they're so long, like it's poking up in the face. Like you're just sitting there like, but there's
Harrison just like,
I hope you guys,
Harrison just seeing like money signs in his head. He's just like, this is so good.
That would be, oh my God.
Excuse me, he's not seeing money, he's seeing 10 buck signs in his head. That's what he's saying.
That's, I wish that I got off work earlier so I could go to Whammy Dojo.
Well, we're starting at 8. If you want to come over, whenever the next one is.
Yeah, I don't know when the next one
is. So, but hey, good work this week, guys.
First place gets 10 bucks.
First place gets 10 bucks.
Second place gets Bitcoin.
It's like Glengarry Glen Ross. First place gets a Cadillac. Second one gets a steak knife. Yeah. Third place, you're fired.
You're fired. From Dojo.
Just fired.
Just don't come back.
Yeah. What?
You didn't Everybody get, else who didn't get third place, so you're okay.
You're not in grand. Yeah, right? You're not in grand.
Those six people that went 0-2, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
Here's 5 10 bucks.
Yeah. Well, you lost in losers finals. Yeah, you're done. Go.
Awesome. Okay.
God. We're good. Thank you, guys.
I know. We throw it over to Timmy with the Timbuk booth. And there's just some guy walking in. And there's just Timbuk's flying around. He's trying to catch Timbuk. Yes!
Like the hurricane machine. He's like, stuffing him into his pockets.
Oh my How many God. Timbuks did you get there, young man? Well, it says I got about 30,000. All right. What are you going to do? I'm going to go buy a burrito with this.
I'm going to go make a fire.
Whammy Dojo is going to be awesome.
We're going to be... Like, this
I just need one more camera, and it'll be
It'll
godlike.
Be the Timbuk's camera.
Jeez. What kind of camera?
I don't know. I need to figure out how to make it to sync with my audio, because that's the hard part right now, gotcha. I think. Because I don't really have a program that can do that.
I have like a little $99 like handy cam thing. It's not like a video. It's like the little crummy ones that you get that come in like plastic packaging.
All right. I got to go.
All right, guys. We're out of here. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Until then, save your 10 bucks.